Time for the best 5 minutes of the day. Jason Kanz, good morning.
Good morning.
Happy Monday.
Likewise.
Saw you for breakfast on Saturday, so here we are, I don't know, 45 hours later. How was the rest of your weekend?
It was good. It was good. I was able to go see the movie Wicked in the theater this weekend, which was, for those who don't know, it's been a musical on Broadway for a long time, and it was absolutely lovely. I mean, it did not feel like it was 2 hours and 40 minutes long, which is a long movie.
That was the criticism of some people, that it was too long. And in fact, it's kind of Wicked Part 1, isn't it?
Right. It's Part 1 of the series, which is, and I'm already ready for the next one. Very good storytelling. The final scene in the movie was grand and huge and amazing. And
okay.
It was really good.
Now, we've had this conversation before, but it's worth having again. That was when I did the headlines about in the hour. That was the top grossing movie of the weekend, $114 million. Gladiator 2, a distant second, $55.5 million. But, and we were encouraging people, go see your best Christmas pageant ever while you can, because it's not going to be there forever. But, like, musicals in general, I mean, you like them.
I do, yeah. You know, I know some people are like, oh, I don't want to see all that singing. But I wish we would have more musicals that came out through movies like that. And I feel like it's picked up in the last few years. You know, I think certainly at the front end of that was, you know, Les Mis came out and Greatest Showman. And, you know, I think some of those made people realize, or made the makers realize, wow, people are enjoying this.
All right. You just said something there that we've done this before, I think, as a question on the morning show, which is, what is a movie you're embarrassed to say you haven't seen? I am utterly embarrassed to say I've not seen The Greatest Showman. I've seen the trailer. I've seen clips. I've heard great things. I mean, is there any way I could take care of that this holiday week?
It's sad for me that you haven't done that. I believe it's on Disney.
Okay.
If you have access
okay.
to Disney.
Yes, I think I do. Okay.
I've seen it enough for both of us. I think that's one of the things with musicals is people will watch them again and again, you know, and I've probably seen Greatest Showman 15 times at this point, and I just love it. I'm trying to think what's a movie I'm embarrassed to see. I haven't seen The Godfather, which is often considered the best movie ever made.
Yeah. There we go.
It's a good question.
Yeah, that is a good one. So, but we've got so much going on here today. It's a Make Us Laugh Monday. We've got a big announcement at 7 o'clock this morning, as I think it's Allison from OneFest is going to join us in studio as we're breaking the news of not one, but two artists that are coming to OneFest August of 2025. And we're going to all learn together at 7 o'clock this morning.
Right around the corner.
We are preempting the news for this.
Wow.
So, and as the news director, I had to give my okay. I'm like, okay, let's go for it.
Yeah, that's
means
great.
The news immediately after. But anyhow, we'll find out together this morning. So,
very good.
Yeah, there we go. So, all right. Well, we've got Matthew 26 today, and we're up to 26 through 29.
And that says, as they were eating, Jesus took some bread and blessed it. Then he broke it in pieces and gave it to the disciples, saying, take this and eat it, for this is my body. And he took a cup of wine and gave thanks to God for it. He gave it to them and said, each of you drink from it, for this is my blood, which confirms the covenant between God and his people. It is poured out as a sacrifice to forgive the sins of many. Mark my words, I will not drink wine again until the day I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom.
Huh. And in your devotional commentary, Letters to the Beloved, you tackle those four verses this way. They continued eating the feast of the unleavened bread. Jesus took some of the bread and he broke it. He offered a blessing, thanking me for my provision. And then he said to them, take some of the bread and eat it. This is my body. He also took a cup of wine, again blessing it, and said, I want all of you to drink. This wine is my covenantal blood, which I am pouring out for the forgiveness of sins. I am not going to drink again until we do so together in my Father's kingdom. Paragraph 2, in the beginning, this new tradition, Jesus was revealing the new covenant. Under the Mosaic covenant, the priest sacrificed a spotless lamb's body and spilled its blood as an image of forgiveness. My son became that perfect spotless lamb. When you take the bread and cup, remember your deliverance. Final thought.
Yeah, I think for me, there's always so much of this imagery that crosses over, right, into the story of this new covenant. And just grateful that Jesus drew attention to that. You know, say, here's what I'm doing, right? Because I think sometimes we can be pretty thick. We can be pretty... missed the point a lot, right? And so I am grateful when Jesus says, hey, here is what I'm about.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Thank you, friend.
Talk to you later.
Josiah Queen, WWIB, on the heels of We the Kingdom. Those two artists are coming to One Fest. Who else is coming? Caleb, we're about to find out.
Yes, indeed. And we welcome in April Matheson. Welcome.
Good morning.
And Ryan Matheson, welcome as well.
Good morning.
Good to have you guys here this morning, and we are counting down to announce not one, but two artists here on WWIB who will be coming to OneFest 2025, of course, in Kadat, your hometown, and what a great venue we had there last year, and so excited for this again.
Oh my goodness, the new venue was absolutely phenomenal, and I know we love the fairgrounds, they were so great to us, but the new Chippewa Valley Festival grounds is so amazing, and I'm so excited to be back there.
All right, so are we ready to announce the first of the two artists? April's going to announce the first one, then Ryan the second one. So
we've got drum rolls for both. So
the first artist coming to OneFest 2025, April, is...
Katie Nicole.
Katie Nicole.
In Jesus' name.
Yes. I saw on Facebook some people were wishing, hoping that Katie would be the one you would announce. Katie Nicole coming to OneFest 2025. But we are not done, Halva.
No, we're not. In fact, there is a second artist we're announcing this morning as well. And so, another drum roll. We'll find out from Ryan who that is this morning.
Jordan Feliz.
Jordan Feliz and Katie Nicole coming to OneFest 2025 in Kadat. Cannot wait, guys. We are pumped, and we'll talk with you more in a few minutes after the national news, regional news, and sports. But Katie Nicole and Jordan Feliz, the lineup keeps getting better.
I'm so excited.
This lineup is really starting to fill out. Can't wait.
All right, so briefly here, we are still joined by April and Ryan from OneFest. And guys, so we just announced at the top of the hour, Jordan Feliz and Katie Nicole added to the lineup. We already know Josiah Queen and headliner We the Kingdom. So really starting to continue to build and fill up this lineup. It's going to be fantastic.
You know what? Every year I'm always amazed by how the lineup turns out. And knowing these four already, it's going to be an amazing summer at OneFest. I just can't wait.
Was it hard to keep the secret? Ryan, Katie, was it Ryan, you seem to be pretty pumped about Jordan Feliz, right?
Yeah.
So was it hard to keep it secret? Is it fun to be able to just get it out there this morning?
I just found out this morning.
Okay.
So the secret was kept from you
yeah,
as well.
There you go.
And there's a great Thanksgiving offer coming up as well, too. So Thanksgiving Day through Monday, through Cyber Monday, here's the deal that's going on with OneFest, and you'll be hearing about this on the air this week on WWIB as well. So again, Thanksgiving Day through Monday, get a free general campsite when you buy four regular reserve seat adult tickets. Just use code 4CAMP, that's the number 4 in CAMP. Again, that's Thanksgiving Day through Cyber Monday, free general campsite when you buy four regular reserve seat adult tickets. Or there's another deal you can take advantage of. Get a free general admission youth ticket when you buy four general admission adult tickets and use code 4YOUTH for that. So some great deals as well coming up here. If you haven't got your tickets yet or want to get some more, April, it's a great time to get it. And we really would encourage people to check out the camping. There's so much room at the festival grounds in Kadat.
You know, one of my favorite things, and if you've heard me on the air before, I'm a big advocate for inviting a friend that maybe hasn't been to OneFest before. And I think this is a great opportunity to get your adult tickets, get a youth ticket so you can bring a friend with their kids. Ryan can probably speak about all the opportunities for the youth. It's just amazing to bring your friends in into this family-friendly event every summer. And yeah, the camping, we have so much room at the fest grounds for camping. You can just bring the whole family and your camper and set up for the weekend.
Yeah, so many people last August just in seeing it. I mean, there are a lot of people who enjoyed it, but you, Caleb, I'm sure you heard the same buzz. People are like, wow, I got to camp next year. So I think there's a lot of folks who are anticipating and planning to do just that. So.
And here's a great opportunity. And maybe real briefly before we let you go. So, Ryan, can you speak as a 14-year-old, as a teenager? Sometimes it's like, it's mom and dad's music, their festival and stuff. But there was a lot to do at OneFest last year, wasn't there, for kids of your age?
Yeah, so they had, I'm pretty sure they had like a video game tournament. I don't remember which day it was, but like Mario Kart and that sort of thing. And... They had, like, a basketball tournament, And there were a whole bunch of, like, yard games and stuff. And, like, it was just pretty cool all in general. You could do a whole bunch of stuff.
I mean, it was kind of like a music festival and a county fair and a summer camp all rolled into one. There was really that much to do. And, man, I'm sure it's going to be even bigger this year as well.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
As far as I know, everything that we had last year was excited to come back, and we're still in the planning stages, of course, so always adding different things and trying to make it the best possible event of the summer for everybody.
I'm sure it will be. We call it the family event of the summer with good reason. April and Ryan from OneFest, thanks for getting up early and joining us here to make this announcement.
Thanks for having us. We're so excited.
So again, recapping two artists that people didn't know about, but we broke the news just before 7 this morning.
Yes, Katie Nicole and Jordan Feliz joining the lineup for OneFest 2025 this August. Get those tickets, one-fest.com.
The Wake Up Show, WWIB. Again, in case you missed it, top of the hour, the big announcement, OneFest, Katie Nicole and Jordan Feliz are coming next August. So that doubles the amount of artists we know about, Caleb.
Absolutely, and very excited.
Yeah. Weekend recap, got a chance to sit in for Caleb and call some Lady Max basketball against Eau Claire North on Friday night. Huskies won it by 20 at home, but again, you got a Division I against Division IV, and the introduction of Sally Williams as the new head coach for the Max. She's going to do a great job, and they got a great squad there. And both schools wish them the best. I found out on Saturday, I talk about making the green bean hot dish. I did it again. I don't know. It's just kind of a fun way to enjoy vegetables. And it's so easy for me when I cook to leave out the vegetables. But you got to watch it. French onion can go bad.
Really?
Some of my kids had moved out and had left a open French onion. So I thought, go for it. And it just didn't smell right. And I had to just discard the whole thing. So unfortunately.
That's the practice.
Yeah, I did learn that. It's better to have one that you freshly opened. Next time, like this week for Thanksgiving. Sad face for the Badgers' loss, as was referenced earlier, but some TV watching with my wife on Saturday night was fun. Church, a family lunch, a Packers win, and a Zoom small group was part of my Sunday.
Well, there you go. So going back to Friday, we headed down to Camp Randall to cheer on our Rice Lake Warriors. They came up a point short to a very good Slinger team in the state championship game, but again, it was a lot of fun. We had quite the caravan going down from Rice Lake and a lot of family members there. So I enjoyed cheering on my little brother and the rest of his Warriors teammates. So that was Friday. And Saturday and Sunday, got some things done that I needed to get done. And it was kind of like got down to the wire, right? So I needed to get the Christmas lights up. So I got that up late Saturday. Should have cleaned out my gutters a long time ago. Did that on Sunday. So got the gutters
beat the snow.
Up. Yeah, got a few things winterized and put away in the shed. And so and just enjoyed some time, again, watching sports. Yeah, but also just watching my kids play. My almost two-year-old especially, he's a lot of fun. He really is. And so just kind of enjoyed some of that family time interspersed with some of the jobs and sports and shopping and such over the weekend. So I enjoyed it very much.
Welcome back.
Well, it is a Make Us Laugh Monday here in the WIB Wake Up Show, WWIB. Great to have you with us, Caleb and Howell. 35 degrees right now, and we've got some dad jokes for you this morning, as we normally do on Mondays, but they do have a Thanksgiving theme to them. So Thanksgiving dad jokes here on WWIB, and yeah, let's get rolling here. Well, let me grab the first one here. Which side of the turkey has the most feathers? Which side of the turkey has the most feathers?
Which side?
The outside.
Uh-huh.
The outside. Yes, indeed.
Very good. The next one is, why was the turkey the drummer in the band?
I have a guess.
He had the drumsticks.
There you go. Thanksgiving dad jokes. Again, if you have some, 715-396-1670. You know what? If the Pilgrims were alive today, what would they be most famous for? What would the Pilgrims be most famous for if they were alive today?
What?
Their age.
Yeah, that's true.
Indeed.
Oh, man.
Caleb, what's the best thing to put in pumpkin pie?
I'm not sure.
Your teeth.
Yes. Yes, indeed. Thanksgiving dad jokes. A few more here in the WIB Wake Up Show on a Make Us Laugh Monday. What's the best dance to do on Thanksgiving?
What?
The turkey trot.
Oh, yeah.
Forget that foxtrot. The turkey trot,
yeah,
on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, for sure. Caleb, why did the Pilgrims sail from England to America?
I don't know.
Because they missed their plane.
Oh, right.
Oh, man.
What kind of music did Pilgrims listen to?
What kind?
Plymouth Rock.
That's not bad.
These are actually good. These are good. And finally this morning, Caleb, what smells the best at a Thanksgiving dinner?
Not sure.
Your nose.
Indeed. There we go. Thanksgiving dad jokes.